His home became their battleground.
How many fights did you have?
2 big ones, like, in the last couple months.
After she destroyed your property, she left.
Yeah, the police took her.
But his ex...
May I speak, Your Honor?
No.
Okay.
Let's nothing hold her back.
But even after he dismissed...
You're talking to me.
Sorry. Even after he dismissed a restraining order.
Don't think that that's the way we run the joint.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Logan Bain is suing his ex-girlfriend, Allison Dominguez, for vandalizing and stealing his property, the unpaid balance on a motorcycle, and a false restraining order.
Order, all rise.
It's case number 472 on the calendar in the matter of Bain versus Dominguez.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Ma'am, have a seat, please.
Mr. Bain, you and Ms. Dominguez lived together as a couple for a couple of years. From when to when?
From approximately January of 2016 till February of 2018.
And during that time, you were foolish enough, despite the fact that I've counseled on a regular basis, not to purchase things together until you have a formalized relationship, which is formalized the relationship that the state understands, which is a marriage. Mm-hmm. So the two of you went and bought furniture together. You went and bought motorcycles together. Had a whole lot of intertwined business stuff. And now you come to court and you say, fix it for me because we're no longer a couple.
Yes, Your Honor.
So you both have stacks of documents in front of you, and I'm going to be very, very kind to you. I'm going to let you take the big ticket items that you would like me to try to resolve fairly. Mm. And let's start with the first item that you feel, or group of items, because we have furniture and motorcycles. What else did you buy together?
The dog.
Well, that's actually impossible for me to separate.
Mm-hmm.
You do understand that.
Oh, yes.
And what kind of a dog is it?
It's a miniature English Bull Terrier.
Bought when?
We bought that dog March of 2016.
The dog's with you?
Yes, she's with her family right now.
But she lives with you?
Yes.
And the two of you have been separated for just about a month.
Right, and...
I didn't ask you anything else. You've been separated for about a month.
Yes, ma'am.
The dog is probably the most difficult thing that I'm going to have to deal with. Because only one of you can have the dog, and I don't believe in puppy visitation for people who,
right.
You know, are a couple, mm-hmm. no longer a couple, and then you come on weekends.
May I add something to that? So he has 2 other dogs that one doesn't get along with him. Unfortunately, he's been bit several times by her.
Who has been bit?
One of his Chihuahua dogs.
Okay. So you have 2 other dogs?
Yes.
Do you have any other dogs?
No, it's just her. She's the only pet.
Mr. Bain, Ms. Dominguez raises a point, so mm-hmm. I want you to be grown up.
Yeah.
Do your 2 Chihuahuas get along with this little dog?
Yeah, I was going to say, well, one of them gets along much better. They actually had puppies together, and they...
They had puppies together with a Chihuahua and a...
Yeah, he's a Chihuahua Terrier mix and then a miniature English Bull Terrier.
Why did you do that?
Well, it wasn't intentional.
Irresponsible.
Who has a female? Is the Bull Terrier female?
Yes, she's a female.
Well, why didn't you have her neutered?
I had her spayed just the last week of January. Right when I was going to move out, I microchipped her and also spayed her.
Good yeah. idea. Okay.
Yeah, so aside from that, I also have her license and paperwork to show. But I just wanted to add that there's also those fights with the dog that happen all the time. She lives with a cat now. She's perfectly friendly with it. It's just, you know, it doesn't get along with those animals at all.
Okay. Mr. Bain, who do you live with?
I have a house that I bought, and my mom lives with me.
Does she have any dogs?
The little Chihuahua dog she brought over with her. Originally, I just had 1 Chihuahua. Then we got the Bull Terrier together, and then my mom came to live with us, and she brought the second little Chihuahua dog.
And is that the one that doesn't get along?
No, that's the one that...
The one that your mom brought?
Yeah.
She gets along?
Yeah.
But it's the other one.
Yeah, the other one,
your
he's
dog.
Older. Yeah, he's about 7 and he's just
very
little,
good. So we're going to let Ms. Dominguez keep the dog.
Okay.
Okay. How much did you pay for the dog?
I paid $450 for the initial purchase price, and then I have some other vet bills that I paid.
I'm not interested in the vet bills.
Okay.
I'm interested in the dog.
Okay, well, it was $450 was the initial that I paid.
Which is what you paid.
And I paid $550.
And you paid $550.
Correct.
You want the dog?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. You pay him $450.
Okay.
All right?
Sorry.
So that was the dog. You got the dog. He gets the $450. Now, the next item that I have to decide is?
The motorcycle would be the biggest one.
Oh, the motorcycle is a biggie. You bought two motorcycles.
Correct.
They're registered in whose name?
They're both registered in my name.
When did you purchase them?
September of 2016.
And who has possession of the motorcycles?
I have them now.
Just a second. You have them.
Your Honor, I believe he's traded it in.
No. It's at my house.
The claim says that he wants to be refunded for $1,900
or just so. I let you interrupt me about the dog.
Apologies.
Don't think that that's the way we run the joint. Do you understand?
Yes.
Great. You bought the motorcycles. They're both in your name. Mm-hmm. One was for her, and there were loans on the motorcycles.
On one of them.
Which one?
Hers.
You paid cash for yours?
No, I financed them both, but when I bought my new house...
Shh. Fine. Yeah. There's a loan on hers?
Yes.
For how much?
It's about $4,600 left.
And how much is the motorcycle worth if you were to sell it?
The value when I looked it up when she first left it at my house, the money owed was $4,745, and the trade-in value, according to Kelley Blue Book, was only $2,765. So that's how I got the value of $1,980. That it's upside down. If I were to go trade it in, if she doesn't want to, retake possession of it and continue making the payment.
She's not going to retake possession
of it.
Okay,
that's why. That's how I came to that.
She's not going to retake possession of it.
Okay.
How much money did you put into it?
I put in $2,866.48.
And did you use it for 2 years?
Yes.
And it was your motorcycle?
It was registered under his name. I had wanted to finance it under my own name. However, he wanted to build his credit.
It's not happening.
So I started making
payments. It's not happening. It's not happening. Sell it. Your problem is you can't come here and say, I think I can sell it for this. I would try to get as much as I can for it because you're going to have to write it off.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay, so I'm in.
So far, she owes you $450. What's the next big ticket item?
Well, the next largest thing would be the damages from the item she destroyed in my house when we had our fight.
How many fights did you have?
A
lot of fights?
No, two big ones in the last couple months.
Okay, good. And after you had the first fight where she destroyed stuff?
No, that was the first one. I gave her a 30-day notice. And then after that, we had another one about 25 days later. And that's when she destroyed all the stuff. And then she left.
Immediately after destroying things in the premises, your things?
Yeah.
She destroyed your property. And after she destroyed your property, she left.
Yeah, she was taken.
Immediately.
Yeah, the police took her.
Police took her. So I want you to tell me what property she destroyed in that incident. First, when was it?
That was on the 20th, January 20th.
I thought you said you separated in February.
Well, she moved out on the February 1st. January 30th, New Year's Eve, I gave her the 30 days notice, and then it ended in February, so,
January 20th was the last time she slept in the house.
Well,
there was a protective order or something, and you were put out of your own house, and then the judge put you back in the house.
Yes, exactly.
I got it. Okay. So what did she destroy?
She smashed a big bedside lamp. She stabbed holes in my mattress through. I had a nice set of bamboo sheets and a memory foam topper and a memory foam mattress.
Did I purchase?
She did not. She did not purchase any of that. The mattress I had already had before the...
You're being petty, Mr. Bain.
Well, it was $1,350 worth of mattress stuff that's got... Multiples.
I know, but you had it before she came in, is that what you said?
Well, I bought the mattress before...
Before she came in.
Yeah,
let's move on, Mr. Bain.
Okay.
Move on. What else?
The TV stand has damage to it now. She smashed out my kitchen window. That was a little bit later.
Oh, you mean later when she tried to get back into the premises?
Yes, after, okay.
So just, I got the story here. She had you put out of the house. She got a restraining order that was ultimately thrown out. But it was your house that she was living in. And then you changed the locks when the judge put you back in the house. And then she broke a window to come in to try to take the furniture.
That's correct.
While you were out of the house.
Yes.
But your mother was there.
Mm-hmm.
And mother stopped that. And it's the window that got damaged that she broke.
Mm-hmm.
When she tried to get into the house. Ms. Dominguez doesn't deny that she came into the house through the window. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Great. And do you have a bill for fixing that window?
Yeah.
I'd like to see it.
May I speak, Your Honor?
No.
Okay.
You broke the window, you have to pay for it. If you broke the lamp and he's got a receipt for what he paid
Your
for
Honor,
the lamp? You have to pay for it.
He legally locked me out of the house before my 30-day notice ended.
Listen to me. He doesn't have to give you 30-day notice. He's your boyfriend.
No, I gave him 30-day notice.
I don't care.
And
I don't care. You sleep together. You're a couple. All of a sudden, you become landlord and tenant. It's over. You're not sleeping together anymore. It becomes landlord and tenant.
On December 30th.
Don't be ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Yeah.
We don't have the...
Ridiculous. You used a protective order to lock him out of his own house. You're ridiculous.
Well, actually...
You're ridiculous.
He had attacked me.
You are ridiculous.
There was domestic violence
Listen to me. You're ridiculous.
But I did need him out of the house.
You are...
Because my safety was a threat.
Listen to me carefully. Did the judge throw out your protective order?
The he judge did it on the basis.
Don't tell me what the basis is. Did the judge throw out your protective order?
Yes.
The answer
did.
Is yes. You went to court and he threw out your protective order and put him back into the house.
Don't. I needed him
Listen.
Out of the house for my own safety.
That, no, you don't go out of the house. Listen to me.
To finish my 30 days.
Listen to me very carefully.
Yes, ma'am.
The judge heard you and threw out your protective order.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm not going to revisit it. You used a protective order to put him out of his own house. If
well,
you were...
Hey,
listen carefully.
Mm-hmm.
Carefully to me. If you're afraid for your safety, go someplace else.
And I was... had
God, not
to.
I was.
I looked at several places. I had five places that we went and looked at.
Listen to me
we
carefully.
Found a place and hey, put
listen
in our
to
lease.
Me. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly what happened.
Mm-hmm.
I read it. A judge heard your application for a protective order when you
right.
finally got before a judge with both people there,
right.
not just you alone, with both people.
No, I understand.
And he said goodbye.
Right.
And he went back into his house.
But even after he dismissed...
You're talking to me.
Sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
What were you arrested for, Mr. Cole?
Which time?
You do understand that that's a terrible response for a person to
Well, Your Honor, I was arrested more than one time. For some reason, I felt like I needed to lash out at the community because my kids have been taken from me.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Logan Bain says, ex-girlfriend Allison Dominguez owes for vandalizing and stealing his property. The balance on a motorcycle. And a false restraining order. Allison is countersuing, also for the motorcycle, as well as harassment and an illegal lockout.
He dismissed it.
Logan still continued to harass me, though.
He dismissed it and put him back into his own house.
Yes, and I left.
Yes.
I went to a homeless shelter. I went to my friend's house.
Terrific. You owe him $276.04 for a broken window.
Your Honor.
I haven't gotten to your case yet. You have a counterclaim. $726.
Yes,
what's next?
There was also...
Don't be petty with me. You know, I don't like petty.
I'm not. I'm just trying to be thorough here. I also have the $2,000 punitive damages that I was advised to do for filing the false... police report.
Listen to me. She owes you so far $726. Now, you have a counterclaim. Your counterclaim is money owed for a motorcycle. He owes you no money for a motorcycle. Property and actual and punitive damages due to harassment and illegal lockout. That's also gone. Judge heard your harassment. Judge heard your assault. The money owed for a motorcycle. He's going to find himself in the red when he goes to sell the motorcycle. You use the motorcycle for 2 years. Don't buy property together. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $726.
Your Honor,
your counterclaim is dismissed. We are finito.
We didn't cover the payment.
Excuse me, step out.
Logan got aggressive and it just ruined our relationship.
Yeah, that's absolutely not true. That's why when they went to court for the restraining order, they automatically dissolved it.
Unfortunately, he was unhappy with me and got physical and violent with me.
Because the police report, they gave me all the stuff that said I was the victim of domestic violence and she was the aggressor.
You know, it just became a disaster, so I wanted to get out of the relationship.
Extra vindictive, you know, trying to just do everything she can to hurt me. So, you know, it's good to cut my losses, I suppose.
Yes, I'd never want to see him again.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Green versus Cole. Step forward.
Jamie Green is suing her ex-boyfriend, John Cole, for an unpaid loan for bail after he was arrested for possession of heroin.
Miss Green, from when to when were you and Mr. Cole in a relationship?
From June 2012 till December 2015.
Did you live together?
Yes.
In whose premises?
In our own apartment.
That you signed the lease on?
Together.
Together. Did you work?
No.
Did he work?
Yes.
So he supported you?
No.
How did you support yourself?
I went to school. I took college classes and I cared for our children, or my children. We have one child together.
You have how many children altogether?
Four.
You have three children who are not the defendants and one child that you jointly share?
Yes.
So that you were a stay-at-home mom, mm-hmm. and he supported the family?
I had welfare at the time, and then I began to work.
Okay, just a second.
Okay.
So you had welfare at the time. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that welfare did not know that you were living together.
They did.
How could they know that you were living together? What kind of work was he doing?
He was doing roofing.
Did you make a living?
Yes.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What I want to know from you is, do you remember what you were arrested for when she bailed you out?
No, I don't, Your Honor.
Do you remember?
Yes.
What?
Drug charges.
What kind of drugs?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Jamie Green says ex-boyfriend John Cole owes for bail money after he was arrested for possession of heroin.
What were you arrested for, Mr. Cole, and when?
Which time?
You do understand that that's a terrible response for a person to give.
Well, Your Honor, I was arrested more than one time that year because for some reason I felt like I needed to lash out at the community because my kids have been taken from me. I didn't think they had the right to take the kids. If I could change anything, I would have changed it and I would have just done what they wanted
to. Would you kindly tell me what you were arrested for that is the subject of these proceedings?
See, Your Honor, I was arrested for 15 different charges when I went to court.
Just a second. With regard to this incident that occurred when Ms. Green posted bail for you and signed on the dotted line that she would be responsible for your bail.
Mm-hmm.
Years later, you are no longer a couple.
Mm-hmm.
Now she is being done for the money. What I want to know from you is, do you remember what you were arrested for when she bailed you out?
No, I don't, Your Honor.
Do you remember?
Yes.
What?
Drug charges.
Selling?
Possession.
What kind of drugs?
Heroin.
This was not his first arrest because he said he was arrested numerous times. What was his bail?
It was $25,000.
How much did you sign on for?
$2,500 at the time, which it's more now because they add to it every 2 weeks.
What is it now?
$2,627, but they add to it every 2 weeks, so it reports bad.
Did you ever pay this bail?
I think I made maybe one payment.
Did you ever spend any time in jail after a conviction?
Did I ever?
Yeah.
Yes.
How much time?
Like all together in my life or just like for this case or for what? Because I'm not understanding what you're saying. I've spent probably a few years altogether.
Since 2015?
Year.
For what? Drugs?
Like I said, there's...
Is that what it was?
Drugs, possession, stolen vehicle. That was there. Actually, I think what I was in jail for, honestly, Your Honor, is for child endangerment because we had been in a fight over our kid and she was ripping him out of my arms and ended up getting hurt in the whole mix-up incident, and that's when the kids were taken. So I had a warrant for that, and I went to jail.
Which kids were taken?
They took all of them.
You mean
even the ones
that
weren't with us.
Just a second. You mean her three and your one?
Yes.
Are your children with you now?
No, they're with my stepdad, but I'm a part of their life.
Okay.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
May I see the last bill that you got for his bail? Okay, so you owe Aladdin bail bonds.
It went to collections, so I owe AWA collections.
Let me see the AWA letter.
I haven't received that bill.
Okay, well, we're going to find out exactly who this check is to be made payable to,
yeah.
And that'll be the person who's made payable to.
Yes.
Okay. 2627, judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you.
Excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I'm very frustrating. I've been trying to repair my credit, and this is on there, so it's good that he can take responsibility now.
Yes, no, I did support everything, so.
At the time, we were in a relationship and we had a family, so.
But then again, it's on her credit report, and if it could get off, why not?
I bailed him out because he promised that he would pay me. and apparently he didn't.
Oh, she's the mother of my child, so.
The least amount of contact, the better.